me a Parsha story. Welcome to Parsha Pals.
The Goldstein home was almost completely ready for Shabbat. The beds were made, the challant was in the crock pot, and the chicken soup was on the stove, warming up. The children had all finished their jobs, they had taken their baths and showers, and they were in their rooms getting dressed. The house was calm and peaceful. The table was set with a beautiful white tablecloth, shiny silver candlesticks, a special cup for the wine for the kiddush, a beautiful challah cover covering the two challot on the table. But within seconds, suddenly, there was a huge fight that was raging right on the table. It wasn't the children standing on the table fighting. Nuh-uh. They were in their bedrooms getting dressed. Who could it have possibly been? Who was fighting? It was the candlesticks and the silverware fighting like crazy. Listen carefully to their conversation. Candlesticks, I wish I was you. You are so lucky. You get to touch and taste the delicious food every Shabbos. Your spoons go into the warm and delicious chicken soup each and every Friday night. And your forks get to dig into that amazing chicken that Mrs. Goldstein makes in honor of Shabbat. The silverware answered back. Did you ever think how yucky it feels when a fork gets stuck? They wiggle me and jiggle me and try to get me out of that piece of chicken, and it gives me such a headache. How I wish I could be you. It's not fair that you have it so much better than me. Mrs. Goldstein makes the bracha on your candles every week, and you bring forth such light, not only to the table, but to the whole entire room. The candlestick answered back, did you ever think about what it feels like to have a candle stuck in your mouth every single week? Do you know what happens after Mrs. Goldstein makes the bracha? The candles get warm and mushy and very sticky and gooey, and that feels yucky to me. The silverware said back, it must feel so nice and smooth and warm. I wish I were you. You wish you were me? Okay, let's switch. Let's see what it feels like to be one another, and then we could stop this ridiculous fight. The silverware edged over and set themselves up quickly on the silver tray in the middle of the table, and the candlesticks lay down on the side of one of the plates, each on one side. Mrs. Goldstein walked toward the table to light the candles. As she's about to strike the match, she hears some screaming. Where is that noise coming from? Said Mrs. Goldstein to herself. Suddenly, Mrs. Goldstein realized that there was screaming coming from the silverware. We're afraid of fire! We're afraid of fire! And then she heard these candlesticks saying, my back! My back is killing me! Did the kids take out Racco yet or Connect Four? Have they taken out games yet? We can't see anything. What a bad view we have laying down here. The candlesticks and the silverware quickly decided to switch back and realized that they each preferred their own job and were no longer jealous of each other. Mrs. Goldstein lights the Shabbat candles, and all is well in the Goldstein home. Yaakov Avinu had lived in Mitzrayim for 17 years, and he was reaching the end of his life. And Yosef came to his father with his two sons, Ephraim and Menashe. Menashe was the Bechor, the oldest son. Yosef brought them close to his father. Yaakov Avinu kissed them and hugged them and said to Yosef, I never thought that I would see your face again, and Hashem has even allowed me to live to see your children. And Yosef set his sons up in front of his father Yaakov so that each could get a bracha. And he set them up so that Menashe, the oldest son, would be on Yaakov's right, and Ephraim, the younger son, would be in front of Yaakov on the left. Yaakov then crosses his hands so that his right hand is on Ephraim's head and his left hand is on Menashe's, and gives them the bracha of Hamalach HaGoel Oti Mikol Ra.
Hamalach HaGoel Oti. Hamalach HaGoel Oti Mikol Ra. Yevarech Es HaNe'arim Vikarei Bahem Shemi. Hamalach HaGoel Oti. Hamalach HaGoel Oti Mikol Ra. Yevarech Es HaNe'arim Vikarei Bahem Shemi. V'shem Avosai, v'shem Avosai.
Noticed that his father's right hand was on Ephraim's head, was upset. He thought that his Abba had made a mistake, and he lifted his father's hand to remove it from Ephraim's head in order to place it on Menashe's head. Yosef said, Abba, this one is the Bechor. Your right hand goes on his head. And Yaakov answered and said, Yadati bini, yadati. I know, my son, I know. Menashe will also become great, but the younger brother Ephraim will become even greater. Yehoshua, the leader who comes after Moshe, is going to come from him. He's going to teach so much Torah to the Jewish people and bring them into the land of Israel. What did the brothers do? Did they start to whine or argue or kvetch? Did Menashe say, that's not fair, I'm the oldest? No, they weren't the least bit jealous of each other. That is one reason why the bracha that we give to our sons on Friday night is Yisimcha Elokim Kefrayim v'chemenashe. We want our children to learn from these two brothers not to be jealous of each other. Everybody has their own talents, their own gifts, and their own job in life. And we want all children to grow up feeling happy for each other's successes and not feeling jealous of one another. And that is a lesson that we can learn from this week's Parsha and bring into our lives. May our efforts to do so serve as a zechut for our beloved chayalim and brothers and sisters in Israel. Shabbat Shalom.